Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday night Core Health and Education Call. I am your host, filling in again for Shan Stratton. But tonight we have a super special guest, and we'll talk about that. But I would like to give you a little bit of an update on what's going on with Core Health products, and in particular, where is Shan Stratton? So last month, Shan Stratton was in some deep meetings with the country of Africa. And he was not able to get on the call, so we had a very special guest join us last week. We had a fitness and enzyme expert, John Nardozzi, and John's with us on the call as well tonight. So we wanted to thank him personally for being on that call. We had a record number for a call in October, so wanted to thank you all for making that possible, and I'm super excited with those numbers. So to update everybody on where Shan Stratton is this week, Shan is actually in Africa. So a very exciting time for Core Health products. Shan Stratton is there, and so if everybody can pray for safe travels for Shan, as he is part of a program there that is going to be working with doctors and all sorts of different health-minded people there. But he's also part of a nonprofit program that is going to be nourishing over 1 million Nigerian children. So some really big things that we can't wait to share with you in the next coming weeks and even up of the year. This will be a long process that we're going to be working with a lot of the people over there in the country of Nigeria. So very excited to share more about that with you in the future. We also have some really big specials and sales coming up here at Core Health, and I will mention those at the end of our call. Uh-huh. We'll mention tonight we'll be going over our Black Friday special and giving you a little snippet what's going to happen with our holiday bundle special. So you'll want to make sure and stay tuned for that at the end of the call. So tonight I wanted to quickly introduce our guest on the call. A lot of you guys already know Billy. Billy Weiss is a wellness pharmacist. And Billy's a little bit different than all the rest as he teaches true health to his clients and gets that opportunity. I was just reading his bio earlier today, and I thought it was such an important one, and I didn't mean to steal it from you, Billy, if you were going to share it, but Billy's mission statement is, my mission is to help educate the average individual on how to obtain optimal health and wellness by using healthy food, natural supplementation, and exercise that has been proven, tested, and scientifically based, so that the side effect-laden prescription and over-the-counter drugs are not necessary. I mean, that, as a pharmacist, for me, I love that. I mean, you know, that's one that I would love to go to. If we had a pharmacist that was their mission, that's where I would be. So that is just amazing. Billy is a graduate of North Carolina University. He owns his own pharmacy. He owns multiple CrossFit gyms. Billy not only teaches this, but he lives this life. So we are super excited to have you on the call, Billy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, perfect. Well, Billy, I'm going to let you take the majority of the call as people got to hear from me last week, and they last month. They definitely you know, missed you on that call last, as you were supposed to be there, but you were busy teaching a class just as you do. So, you know, I was going to mention that you're not only just a wellness pharmacist, you are also a, you know, now in demand as a speaker and a teacher all around the country, and people are bringing in and wanting to hear how you teach people to heal their body naturally. So, you know, tonight we are particularly interested in your work in teaching others on how to heal their body naturally and reverse things like type 2 diabetes. As that is just, as we know, being in this industry, almost in every single case, diet-related, lifestyle-related. So, you know, tonight we'd love to hear some of your methods, some of your suggestions that you use in helping others, you know, reverse type 2 diabetes. And then we can go into maybe a few other aspects as well. So we'd love for you to, you know, kind of go through what you go in a class and share some of that great information.
Okay, Chris, I'll be glad to. I really appreciate you and Shan and Core Health having me on the call. I really appreciate the opportunity to share this information with folks.
Well, we appreciate you and all the hard work you do for us. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Well, welcome everyone who's on the call. I'm certainly glad you're here. And I hope that tonight will help you maybe take a step back and think of the disease processes in our body a little differently than maybe mainstream medicine seems to approach it. As Chris said, I like to approach things from a, let's put the right food in, let's get rid of the wrong things, put the right things in through nutritional supplements, through the right waters, and through the right exercise. And the beauty of what I do, and Chris has already made mention of it, is that it's all science-based. This is not stuff that is not proven, and furthermore, I have seen it work with thousands of people over the last decade. And so we were talking about a disease that we could hit on that I really believe is 100% reversible is type 2 diabetes. When I see these folks with diabetes, it is very rare that they follow the suggestions that their physicians then are not able to take them off all their prescription meds, all their insulin, all their whatever they're on. And I think the reason is if we can understand what's going on in America, I mean, I think everybody now agrees that we're not really a healthy nation. Despite the fact that we spend, you know, upwards of almost $3 billion a year in healthcare, $3 trillion a year in healthcare, our obesity rates are climbing. I mean, in 1970, it was less than 10%. Now it's about 35% of adults, 17% of children. And obesity increases the risk of over 35 major diseases. And, of course, diabetes is a huge one. Diabetes in 1970, there were less than 500,000 type 2 diabetics. Today, there's over 29 million type 2 diabetics. And they estimate that there's 40 million pre-diabetics. Well, I'll tell you, by the Medical Association standards, if you're pre-diabetic, you're diabetic. So we'll just call it 69 million diabetics. Now, why is that a problem? Well, type 2 diabetes meds is the fastest growing medicine category in the United States. The average patient who is diabetic versus a non-diabetic, now this astounds me, spends $13,700 on average more a year in medical costs. The medical costs were $245 billion in 2012, which is up 41% since 2007. And unfortunately, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness, kidney disease, and amputations below the waist in the United States. And I believe that all that can be prevented by doing the things that we're going to talk about tonight. 282,000 emergency room visits per year due to diabetes. 71% of diabetics have high blood pressure, and I'll give you a little caveat to that. Almost all, over 80% of people who are not diabetic or not diagnosed with diabetes who have high blood pressure have insulin resistance. And we'll go through some of the reasons why that's the case. They have worse cholesterol levels, more heart disease, more stroke, more cancer, they just, diabetics just unfortunately don't live as long and don't live as active or as productive, typically, lifestyles as non-diabetics. So, what I have come to learn through the years is that mainstream medicine attacks, whether it's diabetes, they attack that sugar number, or that hemoglobin A1C, which is kind of a three-month average of the sugar. They attack the blood pressure number. They attack the cholesterol number. They attack, you know, all these lab values. So they will use, typically, prescription drugs to try to normalize lab values. Well, I think the problem is when you understand the way that God designed the body, the physiology of the body, that what we find is when you obtain normal lab values through the use of prescription drugs, it doesn't equal normal function. Now, you might say, so what? But just imagine, you know, that we get the glucose number to normal, or we get the blood pressure number to normal, or we get the cholesterol number to normal, but the body is not functioning the way that God designed for it to function. The overall health of the patient, if you look at the studies, is actually worse. They actually typically have worse outcomes than if they just let those diseases go. Now, I'm not advocating we let those diseases go. I'm just telling you what the study of the studies, kind of a summary of diabetes meds, is this. The more drugs, the more aggressive the therapy, the sooner the diabetic dies. In my mind, that's backwards. And I think the reason is that we're worried about treating the labs and the numbers, and we're not worried about treating the cause of diabetes. And I think that diabetes is really a, if we can figure out the cause of diabetes and know what causes that to happen, we can certainly do the things, take the steps to correct that. So, what happens in most type 2 diabetics is a phenomenon or a disease process that we call insulin resistance. So a type 2 diabetic, their pancreas is making enough insulin to take care of the blood sugar. The problem is that the cells of the body become resistant to that insulin. So the body has to pump more and more insulin to try to get the body to utilize the insulin and sugar effectively. So I explain it in my classes like this. If I've got a key that fits a lock, but the lock won't open with that key, key's not a whole lot of good to me at that point. So I need to either change the lock or make the key work again, right? That's what we want to do in type 2 diabetes. Think of insulin as the key. Think of the cell as the lock, the cells of the body. There's trillions of them in our bodies. When we can make the key, the insulin, unlock that cell and let the sugar and the nutrition into the cell so that it can produce ATP or energy, we'll just call it energy, then everything works fine. What happens is when that lock won't open that key, that insulin won't open that cell effectively, the body has to compensate. And the body compensates by trying to make more insulin to get the blood sugar down. And what happens is insulin is a very inflammatory hormone. So when we have to produce more and more insulin to try to keep the blood sugar down, we create more and more systemic inflammation. Now, I know Shan talks about systemic chronic inflammation. That's exactly what insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes is. It's a state of chronic
overworked by the pancreas, overworked by the liver, which creates a chronic inflammation from all the insulin that the body's trying to compensate for the high blood sugar. Now you go to the physician and they prick your finger, they take your blood out of your arm, they test the sugar's too high. So they will typically give drugs that will either, some of the drugs will try to help the insulin resistance. I don't think they're effective, and I think that's proven. Or they'll give you drugs that try to increase the amount of insulin that the body's producing. Or they'll just give you insulin or some combination of those. The problem with that is it's like me just keep shoving the key into the lock that doesn't work. You just keep trying to overload it so that it will eventually open. What we really need to be doing is fixing the lock and key system to make it work. And there's a few reasons why people develop insulin resistance. We've talked about one already, obesity. I mean, for every pound we're overweight, we certainly predispose our body to these problems of insulin resistance. The problem for a diabetic is, or a pre-diabetic is, that the more insulin we produce, the more fat the body stores. Insulin's the hormone that tells the body to store fat. So if we give them drugs that create more insulin in the body, or create more insulin with a shot, we actually are telling their body to store more fat. So what we want to do is break that cycle. By fixing that insulin resistance, then the body can start to shed fat, then the body becomes more and more sensitive to that lock and key insulin cell system. And that's the way we approach it. Now, when we look at reasons why people will become insulin resistant, we talked about obesity. One is age. As we age, as we get older, the body does not function as efficiently as it used to. But we can't use age as an excuse, because I've got people in their 80s who've overcome 15, 16 prescription meds, 5, 6 insulin shots a day. Their numbers are better than they've ever been. So we have to be smart. We have to be intelligent to take the body back to a more efficient state as we age. One of the big reasons we become insulin resistant is simple. It's vitamin and mineral deficiency. And another thing I know Shan hits on a lot is we are a nutrient-deficient nation, and we absolutely are vitamin and mineral-deficient in America. 90% of all the money spent on food, 90 cents out of every dollar is spent on processed food. Now, I'm going to tell you it's not food. I'm going to tell you it's processed junk, for lack of a better word. There's very little, if any, nutritional value there. There's very little, if any, vitamins and minerals that the body can use. So one of the big things, the first two things that I get every diabetic to do, if they will listen, is Kangen Water and Core Health Pack. So with the Core Health Pack, of course, the vitamins and the minerals, the antioxidants, the pre and probiotics, the digestive enzymes, we want to make sure that they're not vitamin or mineral deficient. That's the first thing we want to make sure of. The second thing that I want to do is with the digestive enzymes, I want to help them to digest those carbohydrates better. And y'all, if you've been on the calls before, you know, the digestive health. Chris, what's the number for the carbohydrate digestion increase?
It can be upwards of almost 500%.
I was thinking it was 500 or 600%. Thank you. So, you know, that certainly helps the body to process those sugars and those carbohydrates that we take in much more efficiently. The other thing, the reason that we want to use the alkaline water is because the alkaline water is proven in the Japanese studies to help the islet cells of the pancreas produce insulin more efficiently. I didn't say produce more insulin, but it helps the pancreas work more efficiently, which is what we want to do. We want to make the whole system, the whole body, more efficient. Then there's a few things that we know diabetics are certainly deficient in. We know that they're magnesium deficient. I mean, without a doubt, we don't have to measure it. And don't get confused with the magnesium level on a blood test and the red blood cell magnesium, which is really what we care about, because we're typically not getting that test. We know they're vitamin D3 deficient. I mean, the studies prove that over 95% of all diabetics are magnesium and vitamin D3 deficient. So certainly we can create the magnesium deficiency is really, in my mind, through the Core Health Pack to correct, through the Core Greens. I love to get diabetics on Core Greens because it's the 14 most nutrient-dense foods in the, you know, that we know of. And so it just gives them a ton of magnesium, a ton of potassium, a ton of the things that they really need to make their cells healthy and work again. So I try to do those three things, the water, the Core Pack, the Core Greens. I know this is not a Core Health product, Chris, but I do like to get these folks on vitamin D3.
Oh, absolutely.
And it needs to be a quality vitamin D3. I think you understand, if you're on the Core Health call, you know, the quality of the product is the key. And that's what's so special about Core Health products. They are the highest quality. They are utilized more effectively than any other supplement that I have ever, not even close. But you need a pharmaceutical-grade vitamin D3. It'd be great if you know your vitamin D3 levels and don't get a normal from your doctor. Get a number. Ask for the number. Because we don't want normal levels. Normal in America is 6. We want optimal levels. So typically, we will put most diabetics on 5 to 10,000 units of vitamin D3 a day. The other thing that I am huge on trying to get these diabetics to do is to exercise. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that high-intensity exercise, and I'll go into that explanation a little bit more in a minute, is proven to be as effective as any one diabetic drug, as any one high blood pressure drug. It will help with the cholesterol issues. I mean, it will start to help with all these things. So again, we're trying to create an environment in the body that we make sure we're not missing the water, the proper hydration. We're not missing any vitamins or minerals. We're hitting heavy on the ones that we know diabetics are most typically deficient in. And then we're trying to get them to exercise, because exercise at a high intensity will really help that body utilize that insulin and that sugar more effectively. I have had people come in my pharmacy and test their blood sugar, and I have a CrossFit right beside one of my pharmacies, and their blood sugar, we'll say, it can be over 300. Take them next door, put them through a 10-minute workout, an intense workout, retest their blood sugar, and it can be under 100. So we know that that allows the body to uptake the sugar to produce the energy that's needed in the cells. And if we're laying on the couch all day, you know, that's not really happening. So we got to get them moving. Now, when I say high intensity, you don't have to think of doing crazy things. That's not what I mean. I mean that walking is great. Don't get me wrong. Walking to the mailbox, walking around the neighborhood, walking around your house, whatever you can do that you're not more than you're doing a day is awesome. But the studies show that what we call HIIT, or high intensity interval training, is what really helps produce that insulin and cell to work more effectively. And it's what helps produce fat loss. So we're talking about raising the heart rate, letting it recover, raising the heart rate, letting it recover. Those are what I mean by high intensity. Instead of walking to the mailbox, maybe you jog to the mailbox. If that gets your heart rate up, you walk back to the house, you turn around, you jog back to the mailbox, and you do that whatever your body will allow. Maybe you start with 2 times. Maybe you start with four times. Depends on where you are. But think of those things and allowing the body to start to make that lock and key system work more effectively. And what we found over, like I say, the past 10 years, if we can get the people to do that, and in the lifestyle construction classes that I teach, we go through all these things, and we go through these steps, and we add one big caveat that I haven't gotten to yet, and that is you have to be conscious of what you're putting in your body through food and drink. If you're eating the 90% processed foods, if you're eating the fast foods, if you're eating those things, it's going to be tough to reverse that insulin resistance, that diabetes. I know Shan hits on this a lot also, but I just think it's worth talking about again. I'm not telling you not to eat those things, but I am telling you that those things will not produce a healthy cell, and they will not produce healthy outcomes with your blood work, whether you're on drugs or not. They will create issues, and they will create insulin resistance, and they will create high blood pressure, and they will create obesity, and it keeps piling on. And you may not notice it for a long time, but it will eventually catch up with us because our body is making new cells. It's replacing all the cells in the body, all the trillions, over a 7-year period. Now, some are replaced quicker, some are replaced slower. The bones are the slowest, but about 7 years, you're replacing all the cells in the body. So what you're putting in your body through your water, through your food, through your nutritional supplements, through your exercise, can actually determine where your health will be down the road. So I try to get people to really understand the consequences of what you and I do today make a huge difference years from now. And so we want to get away from the process. One of the first things I tell these folks is if it's out of a bag, a box, or a can, you can't have it. You shouldn't have it. We have to get away from those things so that the body can start to work. And that's one of the reasons that the Core Pack and the Core Greens are so key to this process, is because it gives the body that nutrition, that just easy to digest, easy to get into the cell, easy for the body to start turning itself around. And the beauty of this is people will typically see their blood sugars if they will follow our eating plan. If they will follow our supplement and water and exercise program, most people typically within 2 weeks, blood sugar is normal. I mean, we see that all the time. And the problem, with the other approach is I don't think we're ever addressing the things that we just talked about. And we're not addressing the insulin resistance. We're just addressing, let's get that number down with a drug. And typically, I find that most people are on 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 15 or 16 meds insulin shots, and their sugar is still extremely high when it's tested. We can typically get their sugar down much lower by following these principles and without the prescription drugs. And just understand, prescription drugs don't come without a consequence. The average prescription drug lists on the package insert that the pharmacist and the doctor are privy to an average of 69 side effects on each prescription drug. 69 is what the drug companies admit to. The University of Stanford School of Medicine did a study, and they said that the average side effects for each one drug is 298. So these things accumulate. When you're on two drugs, it's not 298 and 298. They also went in and studied that. They're exponential. So it's more than 298 and 298. So we've got to think And I am certainly not condoning that anybody stop taking any prescription drugs without, you know, talking to their healthcare provider. But if you give the body what it needs, the need for the prescription drugs will start to go away. Chris, where do you want to go from here?
I definitely have some points that I'd love for you to address, like a few other aspects of that.
Sure.
One thing that we really teach over here is definitely the correlation to proper fat utilization and digestion, and its role in reversing those sugar levels. Any thoughts on how you might maybe put someone on omega-3s, maybe the krill oil, maybe the heart health in digesting and utilizing the fats better, and maybe that correlation in regards to blood sugar levels and diabetes?
Absolutely, Chris. That's a great question. And I had core EFAs in the back of my mind and never got there. But yes, I'll be honest with you, the diet that we... And I shouldn't call it a diet. I don't like to use that term. The healthy eating plan that we put folks on is a high-fat plan. Now, I know the medical community, the nutritionists, the dietitians, they typically, the majority of them, do not think that's the healthiest diet, the healthiest way to eat for people. But the facts are the facts, and the facts are that the more... good fats, you hit it on the head with omega-3s, that we can take in to the body, the healthier the heart will be, the better the weight will be, the better the insulin resistance will be, the better the blood pressure will be. Everything improves. All the numbers improve when we put these folks on this eating plan. And the beauty of it, Chris, is that they're not starving. They're eating more often and more food than they've ever eaten. They're just eating the right stuff. We're giving them the right nutrition. I absolutely try to get everybody, especially diabetics, because of the heart protection and the cholesterol numbers being out of whack in most diabetics, on the core EFAs. Understand, for some of my folks where I'm at, when they're buying core packs and core greens, I give them the water, they just can't buy another supplement. So if they can't, I'm teaching everybody to eat this good, healthy fat. But I absolutely, personally, I use all the products, and I actually use a lot of core EFAs. It would probably scare folks if they knew how many I've taken a day, or my family does. But if you know the research on the omega-3s, it's astounding, the heart protection that it gives. So yeah, we do a lot here, Chris, and that's a great point. We do want them to have a very high omega-3 diet. And of course, again, going back to the processed and the fast foods, it is almost exclusively bad fats, bad oils, bad or omega-6, bad omega-6 oils that these folks are taking in. The ratios are way out of line in America.
We're consuming, way too much hydrogenated oils, way too much, the bad anorexic, omega-6s, from the meats and from the, the processed dairy foods, so it's just compounding those issues in the body. One thing that I definitely get all the time here at customer service is, I'll talk to them about, high intensity exercise and working out. And one common thing that I get, and maybe you can shed some light on maybe some of your clients, but, a lot of times we'll go, well, I'm just too old to do that kind of working out, or I'm just too old to, even consider doing that stuff. Maybe if you could shed some light on maybe some testimonials from over at your facilities on some of your, older patients.
Absolutely, Chris. And again, that you hear that for a lot of reasons, on the exercise, on the diabetes, on their bone loss. I mean, we hear it on all these things, but I go back to the studies. And the studies prove that, folks, even in their 90s, can very easily build new bone, new muscle. They can work out just like any of the rest of us. Now, the intensity that they work out, what's high for them is going to be different than what's high for a lot of us, and that's okay. It's high intensity for their body. We have, I think our oldest CrossFit member right now is 79, and she is a cancer survivor. She works out with us 5 days a week and does the very same workout that we do. She obviously does it on a different scale. So, yeah, that excuse definitely does not hold water with me, because anybody can get out, and I encourage you, go find your local CrossFit gym, go find your local any gym that will give you some guidance and instruction on how to work out safely and effectively for you. I tell people, you don't have to. I'm of the philosophy, and what I found that works, and by the way, Teresa is the lady's name. She's lost about 60 pounds since January when she started CrossFit. And she will tell you that she doesn't believe she would be walking right now if she weren't doing what she's doing. And she is using the water. She is using the core pack. She is using the core greens. Not positive if she's on the EFAs, but she may be. But I know she's on the core pack and the greens and the water. But this lady has just had a phenomenal turnaround. And the research is clear that the reason she's lost 60 pounds is because she has fixed her diet, she fixed what she puts in, she fixed that insulin resistance, so the body is not producing as much insulin, because the key fits the lock nicely, it opens it up, and when we make that system efficient, the insulin levels go down, and the body will start to release fat. Now, Chris, one thing I failed to mention is, with all of our lifestyle construction participants, we make them have blood work, a panel of blood work that we provide what tests have to be done, because they're not the typical tests that the medical community is doing, because I think we're missing some things before they begin and at the end. And I will tell you, the results are absolutely astounding. The folks are almost, it's 100% of them that follow the program. Now, not everybody follows the program that starts. It's a 90-day program. The folks who are following have 100% of their meds discontinued. And I've had 3 or 4 that just finished our 90-day program. Physician tell them they don't have any non-diabetic patients who have the kind of lab results that they have. Now, that's wow. Normal function, because we're doing it without drugs. So that's what we want to get to. So, yeah, I think that anybody at any age can get out and do more than they're doing today. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I'll save that clip, and I'll be able to share that with each and every one that calls in that just says, I just can't do that anymore. I can't get back to that level. But when we feel good, we can definitely get back to that. Well, one of the things that that I definitely wanted to touch on is, what is your personal recommendation on the quantity of usage of a product like the Core Greens? Here at customer service, when we find a lot of these acidic challenges, and people are consuming maybe the water, but they need a little bit more of a boost, so they're not drinking the water. So we definitely start to get them, recommend and get them started drinking on that. But we'll start with, a lot of times 3 servings a day of that. What's your thoughts on a good protocol to start off with the Core Greens?
Yeah, Chris, I absolutely try to get my folks to do 2 servings as a minimum, and that's what I personally do. If they're really acidic, like you're talking about, and they really need to detox, absolutely. I'll try to get them to do it 3 or 4 times a day if they will. I think the more greens we can use and the more the research comes out, and that's why I was so excited when Core Health came out with the product. I love the dreams. And, yeah, I think the more that we can get people to do, the better. Now, for the average person, one or two teaspoons a day, I mean, once they're on a program, I think it's awesome. But in the beginning, yeah, if we can flood that body with this nutrition, I love it if I can get them to do three or four servings a day. Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, I know one big thing that a lot of people, you know, have questions from our side and that we just hear in the media and everything is, you know, someone with type 2 diabetes, they even start to limit the amount of, you know, healthy raw fruits that were consumed because of the sugar content in those things. What's your take on, you know, those good healthy sugars? Should they be a part of a diet, or is that something that should be completely cut out?
That's a great question, Chris. And I'll tell you the approach that we use. We monitor everything. We leave no question unanswered for these folks on this lifestyle construction program. When they're going through this 90-day plan, we tell them exactly when, how much, and what they should consume. Now, they can follow it or not, and we monitor that weekly, and we give them suggestions. But that is a big, big question that comes up with us, too, and I'm glad you brought it up. Fruit obviously has lots of good phytonutrients in it, phytochemicals that the body needs. However, fruit does still contain sugar. What we teach and what we try to get our folks to do is severely limit their fruit intake. Now, I don't mean that we don't give fruit. We want them to get some servings of fruit every day. But we want to time it properly after the high-intensity exercise, because the uptake of sugar at that point is much more efficient, as we've discussed. And we want to combine it with the right fats and the right protein so that we slow the glycemic response, or the amount and time of the sugar rise in the body. So we love to use a lot of berries, especially blueberries. They're very low in sugar, but very high in nutritional value, high in antioxidants. But we do time it a little differently with these folks, and try to hold their fruit intake until after their workout. We don't allow them to eat or ask them not to eat a ton of fruit. It's severely, I would call it a pretty limited amount. We do, however, want them to get some fruit in what we do, a superfood shake every morning, and that contains some blueberries. And then after the workout, they can have a fruit of their choice with their after-workout regimen. So that's kind of how we approach that. I absolutely think that we can help the insulin resistance, take the load off the body, of that sugar overload, I should say, off the body by even limiting what we would consider very healthy fruits, and they are healthy. I think we need to think about the timing of them more efficiently.
Now, in that regard, when some of these results get so much improved, is that something that you see gets a lot, less strict, and now they're able to, impart on some of the more of these fruits into their diet and not have them be issues for them?
That's correct. When we can get the insulin resistance taken care of, I won't say cured, but where it no longer exists, and we can get the person's weight to an optimal weight, then we allow them to start slowly adding more fruit back in. And Chris, one thing that I probably failed to, and I should have certainly pointed out, one of the big things that we're finding, and we've talked about drinking the alkaline Kangen water and those things, but, you know, a lot of these folks, especially diabetics, are taught that they can have artificial sweeteners. That's an absolute, absolute wrong answer. Artificial sweeteners are proven to be toxic to the body, but they're proven to increase diabetes, type 1 and type 2 diabetes. So let's make sure that we're not doing that. Let's make sure that we're not getting the GMO foods, by the way, which are banned in over 30 countries, but unfortunately approved here, and I'm sure y'all hit on that before.
Absolutely.
So, you know, a lot of times that fruit that we think is healthy well, is it or is it genetically modified? You know, so there's so many issues out that if we can just really be diligent and eat and think about what we put in our body intelligently, I think we just always can get the results that we have found with this lifestyle program. And I tell people, the reason we do it for 90 full days and the reason that we are monitoring, we have these people journal every single thing that goes in their mouth. And we have them journal how they feel every single day and their supplement intake and how many times they go to the restroom. I mean, we're really trying to be detailed with this. But my point in that is we want you need to find an accountability person. You need to find somebody who will make you accountable. And it's proven that folks who will write down what their intake of food and drink is have absolutely better results and are more conscious of what they're doing. So find you that partner that can be accountable, whether it's your, you know, your spouse, your kids, your parents, your whoever it is, your best friend. But find somebody who will hold you accountable for the actions that you take and whether you exercise every day and those things. Because that certainly seems to help also.
Well, I tell you, Billy, you know, we're running right about the time where we'll, you know, be shutting off. But I tell you, you know, everybody on this call, you know, with the amount of people that Billy mentioned in the beginning, what, you know, over 60-plus million people having blood sugar, diabetes-based issues, that we can say from that standpoint, you know, not to mention all the hypoglycemia, hypoglycemic aspects. You know, this call is definitely something we're going to have family members and friends that are definitely going to need to hear this information on, you know, they can feel good again and live life again. Because, you know, living life with a blood sugar issue, whatever it may be, is awful, you know. And we see that every single day here at the company and deal with a lot of people as you do, Billy. And, you know, I just appreciate you so much for getting on the call and really sharing, you know, this vital information with everyone.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Chris, for allowing me to do it. And thanks, Shan, and I certainly pray for his safe trip. And I want to leave with one quick word, if I can, and that is that anybody at any age, at any health point in their life, can absolutely make the decision today to turn their health around. Nobody is left out, like you were talking about on the exercise. Nobody's left out on the health. Nobody cannot. I'm using the double negative here, but everybody can turn their situation around if they will make the decision, make the commitment to do so with some of the things we talked about tonight.
Well, Billy, where can our audience go to find more about you and maybe get you know, more information from what you teach?
Yeah, Chris, right now I'm revamping my website. I apologize. It's still up, but it's not really where it needs to be, but it's prescriptionpluscompounding.com. And the best way, if they want more information on anything, is probably just to call me. It also, 704-867-3518. And we'll be glad to help anybody in any way we can. As I know y'all do every day, Chris. And I thank y'all for what y'all are doing, absolutely.
Well, my encouragement, we appreciate that, Billy, but my encouragement to anybody that is, you know, local to Billy and you know, whether it be Gastonia or the other areas that he has his pharmacy or his CrossFit gym, you know, stop in, decide to maybe take a course and a class over there. You'll definitely benefit from that greatly. So, again, Billy, thank you so much for being on the call with us tonight. I'm going to end the call tonight with, we don't have a special for tonight because we're running a very big special on Friday. We actually are running our biggest special for a Black Friday sale that we've ever done, because we're including some great gifts in Black Friday's sale. All day Friday, you know, so enjoy your Thanksgiving, you know, time with family. Make sure you're digesting that feast that we're going to take part in. So make sure we got our four-pack or our digestive health, and surely that we can digest that meal. But Friday, we will be running four digestive health for $89, and that total, if you bought four by themselves, would come out to be $120. So we're running it for $89 that day with free, completely free shipping, which is over a $10 value right there. And we're also giving away Shan's latest book, which Billy has a part in that book, as well as Dr. Horst Filter, Dr. Carpenter, Dr. Vickers, as well as John Nardozzi, Gloria Zabala, our lead research staff writer, Liz Bailey. So we have a fantastic book. It's called Living Alkaline in Acidic World. If you haven't picked it up, it is sold every day on our site for $15. That is a free gift into that bundle, as well as Shan's latest DVD, which is a $10 free gift, which is Living Alkaline in Acidic World DVD. So the two Living Alkaline book and DVD bundle, which is a $25 free value into their already discount, that is rock bottom. So we are super excited. So Black Friday, one day special, and then starting December 1st, watch our website as we'll be launching all of our holiday bundles. So on behalf of everyone here at Core Health Products, we wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you so much for being on the call with us tonight. And please pray for Shan if he is in Nigeria, and safe travels home. So everyone have a great night. Thanks again, Billy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.